top of River Mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And a good evening. We welcome you to a little Saturday night South Atlantic League baseball action here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us after what's going to turn out to be about an hour and 10-minute weather delay. Looks like we're going to get things started this evening at 7:15 between the Asheville Tourist and the Hickory Crawdads. So glad that you could join us on this Saturday night. The Crawdads won the first two games in this series. The final time they will be coming to Asheville for the foreseeable future. They won the first two games, and the offense was very potent. The last two games have gone the way of the Asheville Tourist as they won 6-1 on Thursday night. Last night, a 4-3 win in 11 innings to even out this series. The last time that the Tourist and the Crawdads faced off against one another here, the Crawdads got the series win. Tonight, a win tonight would give them at least a split in this final series between these two franchises. Of course, the Asheville Tourist, a storied franchise, celebrating 100 years in minor league baseball, and much of that has been spent in either the Western Carolina League or the South Atlantic League. Of course, the Hickory Crawdads will be bidding adieu to the South Atlantic League at the end of next week, going to the Carolina League. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll get the pitching matchup. We'll get the starting lineups and everything that you need as we get cranked up at 7:15 tonight here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to historic McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina, just moments away from getting started on this Saturday night. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. So glad that you could join us for South Atlantic League Baseball on this Saturday night, as it's a pitching matchup tonight between Derek True. So he'll be facing off against DJ McCarty. DJ McCarty getting the start for the Crawdads. We'll talk about his numbers in just a moment, as a win for McCarty and the Hickory Crawdads tonight would guarantee a series split at the very least, as they'll play their final road game as a member of the South Atlantic League tomorrow night here at McCormick Field. I'll give you that change as the schedule, I misread it to begin with. It's going to be a night game tomorrow here at McCormick Field as they celebrate Labor Day here at the ball yard. Derek True's going to get the ball tonight. Derek True, the young man, has seen this Hickory Crawdads club a couple times this year. The right-hander, a 6'2 right-hander out of Santa Barbara, California, an 18th round pick out of 2023's draft from Cal Poly. This is the lineup that he'll face off against this evening for the Crawdads. Dylan Dreiling will be the center fielder. He'll lead off. Sebastian Walcott bats second. He's over at the shortstop position. Malcolm Moore bats third. He's the designated hitter. Arturo Disla gets the start in the cleanup spot. He'll be at first base this evening. Jason Morbell bats fifth. He's in right. Glider Figueroa bats sixth. He's the third baseman. Ian Moeller, the catcher, he'll bat seventh. Yossi Galan is in left field. He'll be batting eighth this evening for the Crawdads. Theo Hardy bats ninth. He's at second base for the Hickory Crawdads. Derek True comes in, a 2-4 record on the year, a 6.31 ERA, making his 14th start on the season. 71 and one-third innings pitched, 80 hits, 55 runs. 50 of those runs are earned, 28 walks, 76 strikeouts, a 280 average against for the right-hander for the Asheville Tourist. So we flip the lineup card over. This is who Nate Shaver is going to have in the starting lineup for the Asheville Tourist. Kenny Gomez. This will be my first look at Kenny Gomez as he recently joined this club. He's 15 games in. He'll get the start in right field this evening. Narbe Cruz will bat second. He's the designated hitter. Luis Encarnacion bats third at second base. Garrett Gilmet will bat cleanup. He's the catcher this evening. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, Oliver Carrillo. Corey Morton bats sixth. He's in center field. Ryan Johnson bats seventh. He's the shortstop. Batting eighth will be Anthony Sherwin, the third baseman. And then Fernando Caldera will bat ninth. He'll be over at first base for the Asheville Tourist. DJ McCarty comes in a 2-7 record on the year, but a very respectable 4.26 ERA, making his 18th start on the year for the Crawdads. 82 and a third innings pitched, 82 hits allowed, 44 runs, 39 of those runs are earned, 29 walks, 96 strikeouts, a 253 average against. That's the starting lineup. That's the pitching matchup between these two clubs. The Hickory Crawdads trying to finish strong out on 2024. It's the final two road games of the season coming up tonight and tomorrow. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we should be close to first pitch action on this Saturday night here at historic McCormick Field on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
when we come back on the other side of the timeout, Saturday night baseball action between the Asheville Tourist and your Hickory Crawdads coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And a pleasant good evening to you. We welcome you to historic McCormick Field here in Asheville, North Carolina, as the Hickory Crawdads making their final road trip in the South Atlantic League take on the Asheville Tourists. Good evening, everybody. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us for, well, this game was supposed to get started at 6:05. As I rolled into town this afternoon between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, well, it was raining, and it was raining pretty doggone hard here at the ballpark, and it was a persistent rain. They had to do a lot of work on this field, and they started pretty much at 4:15 and have really not stopped since the players got out on the field about a half an hour ago to get stretched out for this contest. But we're here, and we're ready for baseball action. Hopefully the weather cooperates this evening, and we can get this game in between the Crawdads and the Tourist. Leading off will be Dylan Dreiling, the center fielder. He'll be followed by Sebastian Walcott, the shortstop. Malcolm Moore will bat third, the designated hitter, against Derek True. True, a right-hander out of Santa Barbara, California. He has seen this Crawdads team a few times as his first pitch is taken for a strike at 95 miles an hour. We're underway at 7:17 p.m. 71 degrees, our first pitch temperature here in Asheville. It's the pitch from True, misses inside, count evens at 1-1. We'll catch up with all the things that we typically catch up on. We had to cut one segment out of the pregame show just because of the uncertainty of when they were going to get started. The actual festivities pregame took a little longer than I thought it actually would. I thought I'd have time to squeeze it in, but it didn't. So we'll catch up with that along the way as we'll do the South Atlantic League scoreboard along with Major League games of interest. It's the pitch taken for a strike. Dreiling watches the count go to 2-2. Dylan Dreiling, a 186 hitter on the season. Making his way to Hickory just a few weeks ago. It's the 2-2 from True. Cut on and missed. Dreiling, strikeout victim. There's one down here in the first inning. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian Walcott last night had a hitting streak come to a close as he was 0-for in last night's game. It was a 4-3 loss for the Crawdads in 11 innings. Walcott has been on a bit of a tear. He played the first five games in the series against Bowling Green, had hits in those five contests, took the Sunday off, and then went right back to hitting here against the Asheville Tourist. The 1-0 from Derek True, a breaking ball taken for a strike. Your umpires this evening at home plate, Brandon Spivak. On the bases, Ian Durkin. This beautiful, historic ballpark. Once we're done here on Sunday, this place is going to go through some changes. As Walcott lifts that out into right field. Coming on to make the catch is Kenny Gomez. And there's two down here in the top of the first inning. That brings up Malcolm Moore. Defensively, this is what Asheville looks like. Oliver Carrillo gets the start in left field. Corey Morton is in center. Kenny Gomez is in right. Anthony Sherwin at third base, Ryan Johnson at short, Luis Encarnacion at second, Fernando Caldera at first, the catcher Garrett Gilmet. Juan Baez no longer with the team. He has made his way to the next step in his journey. As the breaking ball misses outside to Malcolm Moore. 156 hitter is Moore. Two homers and six RBI on the season. Moore hit a home run this week in Asheville as he swings and misses there. The count evens at 1-1. The last time that I was here at the end of July going into August, I gave you a pretty descriptive visual, even though you're listening, a description of what this ballpark looks like. I'll be sure to do that sometime tonight, give you as much detail as I can in this nine-inning contest. When we get to 2025, there'll be a lot of change in this ballpark and in the South Atlantic League as the Hickory Crawdads will no longer be a member of the South Atlantic League. They're moving to the Carolina League. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Malcolm Moore. The count evens at 2-2. Two down here in the top of the first inning. So glad that you could join us on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. The pitch, breaking ball. Misses. The count goes full. The Crawdads, with the loss last night, have lost two consecutive ball games. Bowling Green, after losing on the grand slam from Jason Morabell in the eighth inning on Sunday, they've won four straight against the Greenville Drive. They are at the doorstep. They could literally close it out or eliminate the Crawdads tonight. I'll explain why in just a moment as that pitch misses outside. It's a free pass for Malcolm Moore. And that brings up Arturo Disla. The Diesel, 255 hitter, 7 home runs, 17 runs driven in. As the breaking ball misses outside. Disla started his time with the Hickory Crawdads right here at this ballpark. And he's been producing ever since. So we talked about the first base production. We did this a couple weeks back. Talked about the first base production from this club. Luis Mieses came in June and really put up some solid numbers. And for the time that he was here, he's put up the highest RBI total of anybody on the team. Now, there's others that are in the neighborhood, but, of course, Mieses got promoted to Frisco. Mieses had a really good time here. He was really productive. Arturo Disla is playing in game 27 tonight, already with 17 RBI. It's the count 1-2 here in the top of the first inning. Moore drew a walk with two down in the frame. The track here at McCormick Field, it's going to be really slow in the outfield. They did a lot of work on the warning track. This ballpark took up a lot of water this afternoon. It's the breaking ball. Disla lifts it into center field. Corey Morton has it measured. He'll make the catch, and that'll retire the side. A walk for Malcolm Moore is to no avail. We've played a half an inning. The tourists come to bat, and we return on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
DJ McCarty on the bump this evening for the Crawdads. McCarty, a 2-7 record on the year, 4.26 ERA, making his 18th start. 82 and a third innings pitched, 82 hits allowed. 44 runs, 39 of those runs are earned. So he'll be facing off against Kenny Gomez, Narbe Cruz, and Luis Encarnacion. It's McCarty. A little bit of a three-quarter arm slot that we've talked about before. First pitch is fouled off to the third base side. McCarty gets a swing and a miss from Kenny Gomez. Kenny Gomez, a left-handed batter out of Cuba, a non-drafted free agent from 2 years ago. So that ball's going to be fouled against the screen. Gomez, a 290 hitter with a home run and seven RBIs. He's 15 games into his time as he came on the scene right after the series against the Crawdads back in early August as McCarty misses outside with the pitch. As Gomez swings and misses, strikeout for DJ McCarty. It's his first, and with one down, that brings up Narbe Cruz. The defensive alignment for the Crawdads this evening, Yossi Galan is in left field, Dylan Dreiling in center, Jason Morabell over in right. Glider Figueroa at third. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. The pitch from McCarty, cut on and missed by Cruz. Over at second base, Theo Hardy. Arturo Diesla over at first. Ian Moeller getting the start behind the plate. That ball's tapped toward the on-deck circle on the third base side. The Crawdads occupying the third base dugout because their clubhouse is literally directly behind the dugout area. The clubhouse is between the dugout and the bullpen. It's a check swing back to McCarty. He'll flip it over to Diesel, and there's two down. And that brings up Luis Encarnacion. 266 hitter is Encarnacion with 9 homers and 48 RBI. The Crawdads coming into this contest find themselves 8.5 back. Now, to give you some context as to what that means, for the Crawdads, their season or the opportunity to make the playoffs effectively over. Encarnacion swings and misses. There's 8 games to play on the schedule for the Crawdads. There's 9 games technically on the schedule for Bowling Green as that pitch is going to clip Encarnacion. He's going to reach first on the hit by pitch. And that's going to bring up Garrett Gilmet. Now, Bowling Green is supposed to play Greensboro next week. There was a game that was washed out earlier in the year. That game will not get, it's August 17th was when that game was washed out. If they need to, they'll make it up. At this point, there's no reason to make it up. And they're going to let it play out as long as they need to before they determine whether they need to make it up or not. We know that Greensboro's already in the playoffs. Rome the next opponent for the Crawdads. They're already in the playoffs. They both won the first half. If that game should have to be played because the differential between Greenville and Bowling Green in the second half is still keeping the division in play, then they'll play the game. Otherwise, I think they'll just let it go. It's the breaking ball. Cut on and missed. It's Garrett Gilmet. Swings and misses. The Asheville Tourists tonight wearing a slightly derivative version of their typical home jersey. Was there going to be the Asheville Blues tonight? And Garrett Gilmet wearing the baggier number 40 jersey looked like he had put on about 10 pounds. He hasn't. It just gives that look. The Blues jersey looks very similar to what the tourists typically wear here at home. Just with the Blues across the chest as opposed to the tourist. And apparently they did get the jerseys a little baggier, which in the summer heat, not necessarily a bad thing. Two ball, two strike count for McCarty as he's trying to get out of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. It gets Gilmet. And that might have benefited Gilmet because of his oversized jersey getting clipped. It's back-to-back walks. Or back-to-back hit by pitch. And that's going to bring up Oliver Carrillo. So Carrillo will step to the plate with two runners on, both hit by pitch. After a strikeout and a check swing dribbler back to the mound. Carrillo, a .230 hitter, 9 homers, 25 RBI. It's McCarty. This is outside. It's McCarty. Had two strike counts on both batters, but just ran the pitch in a little too tight from the three-quarter arm slot. So the pitch misses outside. The count goes to 2-0. Really good crowd here in Asheville, which is customary on the weekend. This is a town that does enjoy coming to McCormick Field for South Atlantic League baseball action. Here's the 2-0 from McCarty, breaking ball. Get me over pitch. Taken for strike one. So the tourists wearing their white Blues jerseys, even the numbers are oversized compared to what they typically have. The pitch, breaking ball, cut on and missed. Carrillo is even the count to 2-2. They're wearing the white pants with the blue piping stripe. The blue batting helmets, the darker hats this evening. It's the pitch. This is outside. The count is full. So the runners will be moving as soon as McCarty goes plateward. It's the Crawdads trying to get out of this first inning with no harm done. And the crowd gets a little boisterous here in the first inning. It's the pitch taken for strike three. McCarty got it. Carrillo knew it. Strikeout looking, that's his second of the inning. A couple of hit by pitches. They go by the boards. We've played an inning here in Asheville, scoreless on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com, your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the second inning, Jason Morbell to lead things off. He'll be followed by Glider Figueroa and Ian Moeller. 5-6-7 in the order on this Saturday night. It's a good crowd here at the ballpark, the football stadium above center field. They're watching some of the activity. I don't know how you get in there. Apparently security is pretty lax up there. But they seem to be enjoying themselves. As Morbell swings and misses, count evens at 1-1. I actually been to a football game in that stadium. It was a 54-7 loss. We haven't been back. The pitch. Morbell takes a strike at the knees. I like minor league baseball usually better than high school football. The results have certainly been better, by and large, through the years. The pitch, Morbell watches it miss outside. Count evens at 2-2. After tomorrow, a 6:05 actually, first pitch tomorrow. Post-game fireworks. The Crawdads come home for the final six games of the regular season. As that pitch misses outside, the count goes full. The Rome Emperors come in for the final six games in the South Atlantic League. It's upon us. Still kind of hard to believe, but it is, in fact, upon us. True. Breaking ball misses inside. Jason Morbell draws the walk. This time a leadoff walk. It's the second free pass given up by Derek True. And that brings up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa, a 215 hitter, 8 homers, 16 RBI on the season for the third baseman. It's the pitch, misses down and in. I told you what Asheville's wearing tonight. This is what the Crawdads have on. They're wearing their black jerseys with dads across the chest in white, red number on the lower left rib cage. White number on the back, gray pants, black belts, black socks. Figueroa trying to make it 2-0, comes up empty. They're wearing the Carolina logo hat, which is the black hat with the North Carolina State logo in powder blue with the claw holding the star, signifying Hickory and the uniform. Figueroa whistles that ball past Derek True. It's going to be a clean single. This runner's now at first and second with nobody out, and that brings up Ian Moeller. Moeller, a 206 hitter on the season. 2 home runs, 21 runs driven in. So a walk for Morbell, clean single from Figueroa, and that brings up Ian Moeller. Scoreless ball game here in the top of the second inning. So Moeller swings and misses. I will say this. I have mentioned often about the love affair that the city of Hickory has with their replica jerseys, the promo jerseys. There is a love affair. Moeller watches the pitch miss high and in. However, Asheville, their propensity for lining up very early and hanging around for giveaway jerseys is pretty strong also. Moeller lifts that ball into foul territory. The catcher, Gilmet, he'll make the catch on top of the on-deck circle over on the first base side. And there's one down. And that's going to bring up Yossi Gallant. So the breaking ball to Gallant misses. Gallant rolls that out to shortstop, fielded at short by Johnson. The throw from Encarnacion, 6-4-3 double play. As that was well done by Asheville. The giddy up closes out the frame for the Crawdads. They get a hit, they leave a runner on. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless here in Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the second inning. Leading off for the tourist, Corey Morton, Ryan Johnson, Anthony Sherwin. Corey Morton joined the team recently. Young man out of Norwalk, Connecticut. A free agent signing from UConn. Morton comes into this contest, 264 average, no homers, two RBI. As Morton taps that one foul near the third base coach's box. As McCarty's breaking ball cut on and missed, count goes to 0-2. I mentioned in the pregame show that Juan Baez, one of the highly coveted prospects in the Houston Astros organization, he's moved on to his next step in the Astros journey. As that ball rolled out to Diesel. Diesel will touch the bag, and there's one down. And that'll bring up Ryan Johnson. Johnson, a 209 hitter, 14 homers, 33 RBI. Last night, a 4-3 win for Asheville in 11 innings as Asheville jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Crawdads scored a single run in the seventh, two in the eighth as they tied it up, but they were unable to get over the top against the Asheville Tourist. As that ball fouled back into the seats. You don't see balls make their way into the seats all that often. These are very tight quarters here. There's not a bad seat in the ballpark. I mean, you are up close and personal. Usually if it goes over the netting at all, it's going to go down the hill and into the vegetation. Seldom does it go over the netting and under the awning. But that one did there. As Johnson swings and misses. They'll put the tag on. And there's two down. That's the third strikeout for DJ McCarty. That's going to bring up Anthony Sherwin. Sherwin, a 202 hitter, six homers and 24 RBI. Mentioned this last time. This ballpark is going to go through, over the course of one plus seasons, they'll be working on this beyond the offseason into the regular year. An upwards of a $50 million renovation here in Asheville. They're going to redo the wall on the right side. That historic wall on the right side is going to get a bit of a facelift, and I think they're going to actually put it into the woods. Now, they're going to knock the trees down, but it's going to actually be not as inviting as it currently is. 297 down the line, despite the 36-foot-high wall down the line. You get to the gap, it's 42 foot high. It's the highest wall in baseball. With all of it being in play, the rationale for that is it's a very cozy 320 into right center field as the breaking ball cut on and missed. And that's another strikeout as Anthony Sherwin goes down swinging. DJ McCarty's got four punchies. We go to the third, scoreless, on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at L.P. Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the third inning, Theo Hardy will step to the plate for the Crawdads. Hardy playing at second base tonight. Young man played his college baseball at San Jose State, taking on Derek True, who played at Cal Poly. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. Theo Hardy from Berkeley, California. Derek True from Santa Barbara, California. I know it's a big state, but it's not out of the question these guys faced each other in their amateur days at some point. As that ball lifted to left field, the catch is made, and there's one down. And that brings up Dylan Dreiling for the top of the order. He's Scoreless ball game here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you on what has turned in to be a very pleasant Saturday night. Weren't quite sure we were going to get this one off the ground, to be quite honest with you. This is an older ballpark. It's an older ballpark, and therefore it's not going to have a lot of the latest technology that you'll see out of newer ballparks as it relates to drainage systems and things of that nature. It can be a bit of a challenge at a park like this, especially when you've got a lot of vegetation and a lot of hilly area that basically all this water runs downhill and continues to work underneath the wall here at historic McCormick Field. Whether it visibly works underneath it, you can't tell that, but it's going to seep into the ballpark. So taking care of the track is always a high priority, and that takes time. A lot of places the track can be neglected to some measure. As Dreiling lifts the pitch foul. For those that have tried to follow Dylan Dreiling in his professional career, now that he's playing in Hickory, he basically cut off the trip from East Tennessee to Asheville by 1 hour, not having to drive all the way to Hickory. As Dreiling's going to take the pitch, he's going to draw the walk. It's the third free pass given up by Derek True. And that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott came into this game tonight a .257 average on the season. I am convinced that by the time this thing is over, we could very well see Sebastian Walcott in the mid-260s. He got to .260 earlier in the week. It's the pitch taken for a strike. And if this young man finds a way, .264, 11 homers, 46, 47 RBI. That is not a bad year given the circumstances at all. And again, those 46 or 47 RBI would put him at or near the top spot. As the pitch misses outside, the count evens at 1-1. Fernando Caldera holding on the runner at first and Dylan Dreiling with one down here in the third inning. True sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. Walcott smashes it down the line in left field. It's going to get all the way to the track. Dylan's got a chance to make a turn. They're going to send it. They're going to send him, and I think the throw's going to be a little late. He's in there with the slide, and it's 1-0 Hickory. Chad Comer examined that ball in the corner as long as he possibly could. And with one down in the inning, decided to send Dreiling because he knew the track was slow. He knew it was slow, and because of that, the throw that came in from the left field corner actually took a bounce. And on the spongy outfield grass, it took a while to get to the infielder. So the throw was a little tardy. Dreiling gets in safely. It's 1-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Walcott has RBI number 44 on the season. And that brings up Malcolm Moore. Moore swings and misses. So Walcott, after the 0 for last night, is back to hitting the baseball safely. He did walk one time last night. The pitch misses outside. A win for the Crawdads tonight. They split the series at the very least going into tomorrow's finale. They have a slim lead over Asheville in this series. As the pitch misses down. They played 12 times in the first half of the season in Hickory. Split those 12 matchups. 6-6. The last time they were here in late July, early August, a 4-2 series win for the Crawdads, and honestly had an opportunity to win five of the six. Sunday got away from them. Breaking ball misses outside. Speaking of tomorrow, Edinson Batista will get the ball for the Asheville Tourists. David Davalio will get the ball for the Crawdads. If you get to the ballpark early next week against Rome, you'll be watching some of these starters make their final start of 2024. And for some of these guys in the rotation early, they're making their final start in Hickory for 2024. And they probably haven't even racked up five starts yet. There's been a lot of movement in the rotation. A lot of guys have moved up. The pitch. Moore drives that ball to center field. Is it going to get up and out? It is. It's over the Envision sign. It's a two-run shot. And the Crawdads have a 3-0 lead. It's the third pro home run for Malcolm Moore. He makes it 3-0 in favor of the Crawdads. My sweet mother! As Malcolm Moore blistered that baseball beyond the Envision sign in right center field, and it's now a 3-0 ball game. He hopped all over that pitch. It's RBI 7-8. For the first round pick of the Texas Rangers in this year's draft. And that brings up Arturo Disla. It's true, misses way outside on that offering. Now at LP Franz Stadium, that ball was hit well. But at LP Franz Stadium, that ball may not have gotten out of the yard. The reason I say that is because it's about a 20-foot high wall in the batter's eye. Where the ball went out over the Envision sign, probably a 24-foot high wall. However, it's 373 in dead center. This ballpark plays very differently one side of the field from the other. If you hit a ball out to left center field, it's a legit home run in virtually every park in this league. 370 in the gap, a big high wall. You've earned that one. On the right side, you can get some cheaper home runs that way. That one there was hit well. I don't know if it gets out of LP Franz Stadium at 400 to dead center. Stieslet takes the pitch up. So the count goes to 3-0. A three spot for the Crawdads here in the top of the third inning. Couple of extra base hits. They've got four hits so far in the contest. Well, that's not correct. Three hits. Diesla draws the walk. That's the fourth free pass for Derek True. And that's going to bring up Jason Morbell. Morbell walked his first time up. And we're going to have a mound visit. So Alex Harder is going to go out and have a conversation with his right-hander. Asheville, after Sunday night, they'll go on the road to close out their regular season. As we're getting really close to watching the South Division playoff be decided. We know that Rome is in, and Rome is going to be doing a lot of things in preparation for the playoffs while they're in town next week. Maybe setting rotations, maybe limiting certain actions of starters, maybe stacking their rotations so that they can go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Bowling Green is in the driver's seat now in the second half, and they'll probably wrap this up, if not tomorrow, early next week, as Morbell swings and misses. They've got a 5.5 game lead on the Greenville drive. If they split those two games, they go up 5.5 with six to play. That will have effectively put an end to it. I say effectively. Breaking ball taken for strike two. Morabell had a highlight last weekend as he hit a grand slam in the eighth inning against the Hot Rods to win it 5-4 to close out that series. As Morabell watches the pitch miss outside. Diesel's down at first. He's being held on there by Caldera. Top of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Morabell takes it at the knees. He knew it. Strike three. For Derek True, that's his second strikeout. And that's going to bring up Glider Figueroa. The last time Glider Figueroa came to the plate, he launched a ball out to center field that had hair on it. Fortunately for Derek True, it wasn't his hair, as he almost got him. Arturo Diesla cannot be overlooked on the base paths, as that ball whistled right out to center, or right out to second base. So it looked like it was heading into center field, but Ryan Johnson, who had been playing up the middle, makes the catch on the line drive. That closes out the frame. A three spot for the Crawdads. A two-run homer from Malcolm Moore makes it 3-0 in favor of Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Bottom of the third inning, DJ McCarty now has a 3-0 advantage to work with. So it'll be Fernando Caldera, Kenny Gomez, and Narbe Cruz, 9-1-2 in the order. It's McCarty. Pours the pitch over the middle. Count evens at 1-1. So McCarty misses. Caldera, 154 hitter, one homer, six RBI in his time here in Asheville. So McCarty misses down. The count goes to 3-1. McCarty wheels and fires the 3-1, challenges Caldera. As the pitch is fouled off, the count goes full. Malcolm Moore, a two-run home run. Sebastian Walcott with a double to left field in the corner, scoring Dylan Dreiling. Three spot in the third for the Crawdads. And Caldera cuts it and misses. Strikeout for McCarty, that's his fifth. We go back to the top of the order for Kenny Gomez. Gomez, he was a strikeout victim. McCarty misses down with his first offering to Kenny Gomez. This game was supposed to get started at 6:05. We got started at 7:17 as McCarty catches the outside edge to even the count at one apiece. Hopefully we don't have any weather delays tomorrow. Post-game fireworks, a 6:05 start as Gomez rips that ball back up the middle. It's a clean single for Gomez with one out. It's the first base knock for the tourist. And that'll bring up Narbe Cruz. These two clubs will face against one another tomorrow. They'll have the post-game fireworks. And then we all head home for the final week of the regular season. As Cruz is going to foul that pitch back and over the rooftop. McCarty misses inside, count evens. Historic McCormick Field in a really good spot here in town. It's on one of the bustling streets, one of the more popular areas of Asheville. Is that ball fouled off to the right side? Not being an Asheville native or anything, I can't really tell you whether they consider it uptown, downtown. But it's a popular area because when I got to the ballpark today, there were hundreds, I mean literally hundreds of people waiting in line to get their jerseys for the promo night tonight. However, there was plenty of parking in the main parking lot. Usually that just doesn't happen, which means there's a lot of folks that live close enough to walk to the ballpark, which is part of the allure of Asheville. A big walking town, big exercise town. And they do enjoy the libations. As the breaking ball cut on and missed, Narbe Cruz strikes out. With two down in the inning, that's going to bring up Luis Encarnacion. One of the promos that they've run before, they call this place Beer City. And certainly if you spend any time in the Western Piedmont, you know that there's a number of microbreweries in this area that have distribution throughout the Western Piedmont. A lot of folks in Charlotte are trying to catch up, but I've got to be honest with you. In my journeys around the Charlotte metro area, I see way more stuff coming from Asheville than making its way into Asheville from the metro. It's a very intriguing cultural town. There's a lot going on. The 0-2 to Encarnacion as that pitch misses high. Encarnacion was hit by a pitch the last time he was up. And it could be McCarty trying to set up that breaking ball to close out this third inning. The pitch, breaking ball. They'll check. That was a good pitch. That was a good pitch by McCarty. Could have been called a strike, but it wasn't. Counts even at 2-2. Diesla holding on the runner at first. That's Kenny Gomez. Fastball elevated at 89. Encarnacion strikes out. That is seven strikeouts for DJ McCarty. A runner left on. We go to the fourth, 3-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank, Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fourth inning, folks. Get ready to feel the love at a night of kindness on Saturday, September the 28th at L.P. Franz Stadium. Don't miss performances by Lauren Daigle, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and Jenny Owens. Tickets and information can be found at theartofcompassion.net. A night of kindness is presented by The Art of Compassion, Lenore Ryan University, and Imagine One Hospitality. It's Derek True, his first offering to Ian Moeller, taken for a ball down. Moeller takes a strike on the breaking ball. We'll make the broadcast interactive for the hearty souls that are tuning in on the audio side tonight. Here in Asheville, there is no video component, just audio. So I'm here, Doug Maurer, just one chair over, entertaining all the fans on this unofficial opening night, or maybe it is the official opening night of college football. There were some games on Thursday. There were a smattering of games last week. As Ian Moeller swings and misses, the count evens at 2-2. But we'll make the broadcast interactive for all of you that are tuning in to Hickory Crawdads Baseball on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll see what you have to say this evening. If you've got some football scores, I'd love to have them. I've not really been able to check it out today. As Moeller spanks that ball out to center field, but it stayed up long enough for the catch to be made by Corey Morton, and there's one down. That'll bring up Yossi Gallan. Yossi Gallan grounded into a double play to end the second inning. For those of you that are out there that are tuning in, you want to reach out to me, let me know that you're tuning in here in these final two road games of the season. Would love to hear from you. As Gallan's going to tap that one foul to the third base side. You can find me by way of email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush@hickorycrawdads.com. You want to say hello? If you've got a question, is that ball tapped out to third? It's a slow roller. The play at first, not in time. It's Anthony Sherwin on this very slow track because of the rain and whatnot. Made a good play. The throw was just not in time as Gallan's got great speed. He gets the infield single. So you can find me, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. If you've got a question, if you've got a comment, if you've got a football score, you want to celebrate a birthday, whatever it is, reach out to me. We'll celebrate together. If you want to find me on Instagram or Twitter X, whatever you prefer to call it, I'll give you that in just a moment. It's Theo Hardy. That's a good bunt, and that's going to be a base hit. Theo Hardy drew the pull shift being the left-handed batter in this instance. And Theo Hardy has himself a bunt single. And with one down, there's runners at first and second now. So the order has been flipped over to Dylan Dreilich. Theo Hardy's a switch hitter, but he took full advantage there. Sherwin was playing effectively at the shortstop position, had no chance of making that play. That brings up Dylan Dreiling. Breaking ball from True misses. You can find me on X, Twitter, or Instagram, whatever you want to call it, at What's Up B-Rush PXP. At What's Up B-Rush PXP. You want to follow me? That'd be awesome. I'll follow you back unless you're a robot. The pitch fouled out of play. The count evens at 1-1. Hardy down at first base. Gallan down at second. Both infield singles. Hardy's by way of the bunt. Both runners are going to go. The breaking ball. Gilmet's not got a throw at all. Couple of stolen bases and now two runners in scoring position. And we could be at a point in this ball game to where they decide to play everybody up to try to cut down the runner at third. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. DJ McCarty seems to really be dialed in here in the early going. Sad breaking ball. Dreiling's going to foul it off. Want to say hello to the Leos this evening out in Hayes, Kansas. Thank you guys for tuning in as Dreiling's going to bounce that one to first. And that ball was mishandled briefly by Caldera. Caldera, after he bobbled it, he was going to go home with it to cut down Gallan. After the bobble, he decided just to go to first base. He gets the out. It's 4-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Dylan Dreiling's going to have himself an RBI ground out. Gallan scores, going to third is Theo Hardy, and that brings up Sebastian Walcott. So a productive out for Dreiling. There's two down in the inning. Walcott, they'll check down to the base umpire. Ian Durkin, they said he did not commit. So Dreiling's got RBI number 5 on the season, and it's a 4-0 lead now for the Crawdads. Two out here in the inning. Walcott 1-for-2 with a double. So he's going to lift that one foul off to the first base side. Walcott swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. So Walcott back in the box. A 1-2 count forthcoming on the pitch from one Derek Troop. Hardy at third. Here's the offering. Walcott spits on it. 2-2 the count. Four runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Crawdads. 0-1-0 for Asheville. The 2-2 from True. Walcott drives that ball to left center field. Coming over, unable to make the catch in left center is Corey Morton. A run's going to score easily. And Theo Hardy, and it's 5-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Walcott's got himself his second consecutive double. That's RBI number 45, and that's going to spell the end of the night for one Derek Troop. We'll take a timeout. We'll tell you who's coming on to pitch. It's a 5-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Malcolm Moore will step to the plate. He is the first batter that Wilmy Sanchez will face off against, the young man out of the Dominican Republic. Malcolm Moore, last time up, launched a ball over the Envision sign in right center field. He was hit sharply. Gave the Crawdads a 3-0 lead. They've since stretched it out to 5-0. That was the third long ball of the season for Malcolm Moore, his second here in Asheville. As you might imagine, a left-handed batter with a little bit of pop would probably like the aesthetics here in this yard. I would imagine Malcolm Moore, no exception to that axiom. Sanchez, breaking ball, misses. Count goes to 2-1. Malcolm Moore's first home run came against the Bowling Green Hot Rods, a majestic long ball off the tippy top of the fourth tier, the Weikert Realty sign in right field. And since then, he's got himself in a little bit of a power groove. We'll get to Sanchez's numbers here in just a wee bit. Walcott down at second, a 3-1 count. The pitch to Moore. Moore takes it on the outer third for strike two. Wilmy Sanchez, 1-0 record on the year, a 3.38 ERA, making his eighth appearance. 13 in the third innings, 13 hits allowed, 5 runs, 4 walks, 24 strikeouts. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses inside. Moore draws the walk. He's reached 3 times, 2 by way of the walk. So with runners at first and second, that's going to bring up Arturo Disla. Okay. Now if Disla is able to leave the yard here, it becomes an 8-0 ball game. Be like a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, which I'm all for, especially on this college football Saturday night. Stiesla, he's not going to leave the yard as that's popped in the infield. It's drifting back, and the ball is bobbled. A run's going to score. Is it 6-0? It's Caldera was camped underneath it. He just didn't make the play. Malcolm Moore goes to second. Walcott's going to score. It's an error on the first baseman. And that brings up Jason Morabell. And now Jason Morabell really has an opportunity here to create some separation. The pitch from Sanchez misses outside. Some more down at second. Disla at first. Want to say hello to my friends from out west, the Malaris family, checking out the action tonight. Thank you both for tuning in. As Morabell's going to drive that one back up the middle, and it's going to be an RBI single. Moore is going to score easily. Diesla trying to get into third. He's in with the most awkward of slides. Well, I can say it because he's safe. I've seen more grace in a slip and slide. As Diesla did not do that in a textbook fashion by any stretch. As Morabell's going to have himself an RBI double. I can promise you that's going to be giggled at on the bus this evening. No doubt. He was going to stand up until the final 2 feet when he's like, I better get down because coach is watching. And now everybody's laughing. Even the bullpen has gotten up and they're giggling at him. Runners at second and third. It's a 7-0 ball game. Glider Figueroa has hit the ball hard twice. And he drives the ball out toward the Ingles sign. It's going to go halfway up the wall. Two runs are going to score. Glider Figueroa is going to have himself a two-run single. And it's 9-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so Glider Figueroa, who hit the Ingles target. He hits the Ingles target. Now that means something here, but only when the tourists do it. If a player hits the Ingles target in right field, for the tourist, everybody in the ballpark gets a free sub combo from Ingles, one of the local grocery store chains here in Western North Carolina. Well, Figueroa hit it, but he's not playing for the tourist, and the announcement was just made that you don't get the combo, and, well, those folks were very unhappy. Muller swings and misses. So an RBI double from Jason Morabell is followed up by a 2-RBI single from Glider Figueroa. He's got a multi-hit ball game. And the Crawdads just piling it on here. A six spot here in the fourth. And because I've got some really great listeners, I asked you guys for college football scores, and you're coming through for me. Oregon's up in the first quarter, 7-0. Ian Moeller draws a walk. They're playing the Idaho Vandals, which I can live with that. If the Vandals lose, I got no problem with that at all. It's coming out. It's going to be Alex Harder to have a conversation with Wilmy Sanchez. Start messing with Boise State. Now, that's where I got a problem. Josie Gallan's going to step to the plate. This Crawdads club has batted around. The 10 batters have come up. Ian Moeller led off the inning with a sharply hit ball to center field. And it's not gotten any better for the tourist. So the meeting comes to a close. And we go back to work. A 9-0 lead for the Crawdads. That brings up Yossi Gallan. Yossi Gallan got an infield single, stole a base, and later scored. Morabell down at second. The pitch from Sanchez misses up. Moeller's over at first. This Crawdads team has walked five times. No, that's not correct. They've walked six times, and they have eight hits. It's Gallan forces Chad Comer into a little Keanu Reeves with the matrix move as that ball was bounced. Comer's about 45 feet from Gallant. He's about 25 feet off the line at third. He's got to be really careful where he's at. As Gallant takes the pitch for a strike, the count goes to 1-2. Gallant watches that pitch miss outside. The count evens at 2-2. Two out here in the top of the fourth inning. Two on, two balls, two strikes. Gallant trying to come away with two hits in the frame. Here's the pitch. Gallant swings and misses. So the fans get free Bojangles because of Gallant striking out, but the Crawdads get six runs here in the fourth. They lead 9-0. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the fourth inning, DJ McCarty has been given a bit of a gift here. 9-0 lead, a six-run fourth, and now all he's got to do is get through five innings and qualify for the win. Now mind you, the bullpen's going to have to come through. Depending upon how far McCarty goes, he's going to have to make sure that he keeps things in good standing here and make sure that the bullpen does their job. As McCarty misses outside to Garrett Gilmet, who will lead things off here in the fourth inning. Gilmet, Carrillo, and Morton. It's the pitch from McCarty, taken for a strike. DJ McCarty's allowed one hit. He's struck out seven batters. He's hit two. He's walked none. Breaking ball. Head out to Walcott, and that's going to be kicked into foul territory. Gilmet's going to round first to throw to second. He got him. Yes, he did. Yes, sir, he did. Sebastian Walcott trying to backhand the baseball, kicked it into foul ground. Maybe he was looking for a Manny Machado effect. I don't know, but he goes into foul ground, an off-balance throw to Theo Hardy, and bang, bang, he got him. Should go as a hit for Gilmet, but he'll be cut down 6-4 for the first out. You know, at some point, the only thing that Sebastian Walcott has to do is just show off those unbelievable skills and talents that he's got that's made him the top prospect in the franchise minor league system. I mean, the rocket of an arm, not everybody can pull that off. The youthful legs of 18. Not everybody has that. Is that ball? More conventional ground ball, bobbled by Walcott. The throw to first. Disla can't come away with it. We'll wait on the scoring. I believe that might be an error. It will be. So the error for Walcott. It says 28th of the season. It's one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Corey Morton. It's the first offering from McCarty, cut on and missed. That ball out to second. Hardy to Walcott. Walcott not going to be able to make the throw to first. So it'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. It's two down in the inning as Morton is on at first. And I thought that was the right play from Walcott in that situation. That was a bounding ball out to Hardy. Hardy got rid of it quickly. He did a very good job getting the ball to Walcott, but Walcott, discretion being the better part of valor, just puts it in his back pocket. Breaking ball, lifted foul by Ryan Johnson. Johnson, slow tap out to third. Figueroa double pumps the throw to Disla in time. And that'll retire the side. DJ McCarty responds. He puts up a scoreless fourth inning. We go to the fifth, 9-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the fifth inning. Theo Hardy to lead things off. For the Crawdads, they put 11 men to the plate in the fourth inning. Theo Hardy had a bunt single in that frame. Takes a breaking ball for a strike from Wilmy Sanchez. 9-0 lead for the Crawdads. They started out the series a 7-0 win. Aiden Curry picked up win number 3 on the season. Then they won 11-9 in a little bit of a nail-biter. They had jumped out to a really big lead and then held on. Is that ball out in right field, corralled by Kenny Gomez. There's one down in the fifth. That ball was a little more difficult of a play had we been at LP Fran Stadium. But because the right fielder here, with such very tight quarters, there's no reason to really hug the line in this ballpark. Very much the same reason that a left fielder at Fluor Field is not going to play down the line there. A right fielder here at McCormick Field not going to play in the usual left field spot. It's Dylan Dreiling at the plate. If you play a normal defensive position here at McCormick Field in right, you're really limiting your opportunity to truly help out your defense. Again, it's 320 in right center. As that ball whistled by Dreiling past the shortstop Johnson, it's going to be a one-out single for Dreiling. So he'll have his first hit of the night. He's reached base twice in this contest. Ninth hit for the Crawdads, and that brings up Sebastian Walcott. So the right fielder typically is going to play more in the gap. And the rationale for that is very simple. If you're the right fielder playing in this ballpark and the ball's hit over your head, it's off the wall. There's no plausible reason to play a normal outfield depth here at this ballpark. So you take up some of the space in the gap. If it's lofted that high to where you can make a catch down the right field line anyway, you'll be able to track it down. If it's hit at all off the barrel, you're not making that catch. It's halfway up the wall. It's the breaking ball at the knees for a strike to Walcott. Count goes to 0-2. Walcott's going to take time. And because of that, you're going to give your center fielder an opportunity to try to cut off that rather large wall in left center field gap to help out the left fielder, who's kind of on an island. Walcott is going to foul it off at the plate, and Guilmette, he's in a bad way. He's going to need a moment. The home plate umpire, Brendan Spivak, he's going to toss a ball out to Sanchez, and he's going to stay away. As Guilmette is going to need a moment to recalibrate. So the home plate umpire will ask for some new baseballs. He'll get those. Nate Shaver, as well as the athletic trainer, Max Mahaffey, is out tending to Guilmette. That is... So Guilmette is effectively going to get all the time that he needs to make sure he's ready to go. Malcolm Moore is on deck for the Crawdads. He knows all too well what Garrett Guilmette is dealing with here in the top of the fifth inning. If you've been a catcher for any length of time, that is pretty much your rite of passage as a catcher. If it only ever happened one time, you could almost live with it. But it doesn't. So he gets the pat on the back. Go get him. Easy for them to say, I know. As Wilmy Sanchez is ready to go. Walcott making sure that Guilmette's ready to go. And I don't think there's any way you can convince anybody that he's truly ready to go. He's in pain. The 0-2. Walcott watches that miss outside. Three runs in the third, six in the fourth. The Crawdads have the 9-0 advantage. The pitch misses outside, 2-2. Dreiling over at first, held on by Caldera. The 2-2, Walcott spits on that one again, and the count is full. Full count with one down. Will Dreiling be going? We'll certainly find out here in just a moment. The pitch, Walcott. Walcott does not agree with that strike call. And I think Walcott's 100% right. There were some pitches that Derek True didn't get that he probably should have gotten earlier in this ball game. That pitch from Wilmy Sanchez was not a strike in anybody's strike zone. But it was called a strike. Walcott's out. There's two down in the inning. Malcolm Moore fouls the pitch off. Dreiling down at first here in the top of the fifth inning. A little bit later on, we will keep track of Major League Baseball scores as well as the South Atlantic League. There were three games of note that we were going to keep track of this evening. Kansas City and Houston, they got started at 7:10 Eastern time. Atlanta and Philadelphia, 7:15 Eastern time. Oakland and Texas at 7:05 Eastern time. Right now in Philadelphia, the Phillies lead the Braves 1-0. The Oakland A's and the Texas Rangers, they're tied in the bottom of the seventh, 2-2. The Astros have a 4-0 lead on the Kansas City Royals as that pitch misses outside. Count goes to 1-2. Of course, the Houston Astros recently has really started to take over in the American League West. They've got themselves as large a lead as they've had in quite some time. And this was a team in the first month and a half. They were in real trouble. Any Astros fans that have become Astros fans because of the Asheville tourist here in town now should be feeling pretty good about their team making the playoffs because it looks like they may win the West. The pitch. Moore drives that out to left center field. Curling, that ball's going to be caught knee high by the left fielder, Oliver Carrillo. We're halfway through in Asheville. It's a 9-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the fifth inning. It's coming on to bat will be Anthony Sherwin, Fernando Caldera, and Kenny Gomez. 8-9-1 in the order for Asheville. Looks like Nate Shaver may be coming out to have a conversation with the home plate umpire, Brendan Spivak, maybe to talk about some changes that he's going to make. Spivak's going to go over and let Chad Comer know what's taking place. So Anthony Sherwin will step to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As that pitch, a breaking ball, got behind Anthony Sherwin. That is a desperate place to be. When you're a left-handed batter and a breaking ball starts heading right at your hip, you don't have any idea where to go. Sherwin swings and misses. Count evens at 1-1. No, thank you. Not interested. The 1-1, breaking ball, that's for a strike. As McCarty just started that one out on the inside edge, and it kept working toward the hip of Anthony Sherwin. How he didn't get hit, I have no idea. The pitch. Sherwin swings and misses. Another strikeout for DJ McCarty. McCarty did not get a strikeout in the fourth inning, but he gets back to striking out hitters, and that is now number eight. There's one down, and that brings up Fernando Caldera. 9-0 lead for the Crawdads. 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. For Asheville, no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error. Tonight's attendance, 4,192. Final Saturday night of the year as McCarty pours it on the outer half for strike one. This is an Asheville club that has consistently been at the bottom of the South Atlantic League. It has not been a banner year for the tourist. But these fans have supported this organization. I mean, they've got great crowds every time I'm here. Even the Sunday crowds are fantastic. That pitch from McCarty taken for a strike. I mean, he is dotting 91, bringing that two-seamer back to the outside edge. The pitch, breaking ball, almost got Caldera. Count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. That ball busted the bat of Caldera. Again, he ran that two-seamer in on the hands of Caldera. And Caldera, that's just two logs for the fire. I mean, he broke it in half. They're still picking up pieces. I mean, the business end of that bat got down to within about 3 inches of the top hand of Fernando Caldera. The barrel basically just kind of peeled off. The handle just kind of peeled off. As McCarty just ran the two-seamer in on his thumbs. The 3-2. Slider misses. Caldera draws the walk. A one-out walk for McCarty. That is his first free pass of the night. There's nobody throwing in the bullpen for Hickory. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. If McCarty gets through five, they may start in the top of the sixth. At this point in the year, you just never know how much latitude they're going to give to the pitchers now that they're making one of their final starts of the season. As McCarty misses outside with the offering, count goes to 1-1. Again, for those of you wanting to reach out to me this evening, there's a couple of ways you can do it. Actually, three, as that ball's lifted out to left field. Yossi Gallan coming on. Does he make the catch? No, he does not. So the throw to second is not in time. Gallan came on. Couldn't quite make the catch. They tried to force the runner in Caldera at second. He got in ahead of the throw. It's a base knock for Gomez. He's got two hits in the ballgame. And that brings up Narbe Cruz. And now the bullpen's going to start to get loose. And it's Josh Malaris that's getting up and starting to throw for the Crawdads. Now, with a 9-run lead, there doesn't have to necessarily be a ton of intent right now. There's no real sense of urgency for Malaris to get hot in this moment as Cruz fouls that pitch off to the on-deck circle on the first base side. And for McCarty, that was a bloop fly ball. Could have been caught. He did his job in that instance. It's the breaking ball. That ball's going to be hooked well foul. Out beyond the hospitality suite and into the woods. One ball, two strike count here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 9-0 lead for the Crawdads. Caldera takes the lead at second. The 1-2 offering. That ball is going to be lifted foul over to the first base side. You want to send me an email? If there's still a college football game that you're currently checking out, you want to let me know the score of while you're toggling back and forth between football and minor league baseball, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. I don't have that in front of me. I don't want that distraction. My job is to serve the public, bringing you the call here. So throw to second. Caldera gets back under the tag. Besides, when I get back to the hotel, I'll check all those scores out. The pitch fouled straight back. If you want to reach out to me on X, Twitter, or Instagram, you can find me there at WhatsUpBRushPXP. Caldera reached on a walk. He's at second. Gomez reached on a single. That breaking ball hooked again foul. Well past the Asheville sweet spot sign and rolling up the hill. As McCarty, a couple of breaking balls, has sped up the bat of Narbe Cruz. We'll see if he tries to go back with a two-seamer in on the thumbs, or maybe something elevated. The breaking ball, got a piece of it, stays alive. McCarty can go with a little downward move with his breaking ball. Have a little bit of a vertical drop, and then he has one that can kind of ride off the edge of the outside part of the plate. That fastball gets Narbe Cruz at 94, and now the bases are loaded. That's the third batter that's been hit by DJ McCarty. So the bases are now loaded with one down. And that's going to bring up Luis Encarnacion. And that's going to warrant a visit from Julio Valdez. Tomorrow, don't forget, 6:05. When we were at home last week, I was misinformed. I did not give you the correct time for tomorrow. If you're tuning in tomorrow at 1:05, you're going to be way early Eastern time. 6:05 Eastern time. So join us. I'll be on the air at 5:50 for the pregame show tomorrow. Scores from around the South Atlantic League. Aberdeen wins 2-0 over Wilmington tonight. Bottom of the eighth inning, Rome has a 3-1 lead on Greensboro. Brooklyn, bottom of the sixth, leads Winston-Salem 6-5. Hudson Valley over Jersey Shore 5-2. They're in the bottom of the sixth. Middle of the sixth inning, Bowling Green has a 1-0 lead on Greenville. Bowling Green has an opportunity to honestly celebrate on their home field this weekend. It's that pitch taken for a strike. Crowd did not agree. 1-1 count. McCarty elevated the pitch. Encarnacion came up empty. 1-2 count. Ground ball double play here would be delightful, but any out would be very serviceable. McCarty, that pitch, lifted out to right field. Is it a fair ball? It is a fair ball, and it's a grand slam. As Luis Encarnacion curls it just inside the right field foul pole, and it's a 9-4 ball game. As Encarnacion has his 10th home run of the season, RBI 52. And that's going to spell the end of the night for DJ McCarty. Chad Comer's going to grab the baseball. We'll be back in just a bit to tell you who's coming on to pitch on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at L.P. Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Josh Malaris is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads in what is now a 9-4 ball game. It's Luis Encarnacion with a grand slam curling it just inside the right field line. So Malaris will try to close out this fifth inning. Alejandro Nunez is batting for Garrett Gilmet. As you might have imagined, Gilmet is going to be lifted for Alejandro Nunez. Now, Nunez is listed as an infielder, so I don't think he's going to catch, but I do think we could conceivably watch him play first base, and we could see Caldera go back behind home plate. We do know this, Gilmet's out. It's Malaris. That ball grounded to second. Fielded by Theo Hardy. The throw to Deisla is in time. Two down in the inning. Josh Malaris, of course, was part of a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays. All of his numbers combined, a 3-7 record with a 4.32 ERA. In Hickory, 2-3 with a 4.95 ERA, making a 17th appearance. 20 innings, 19 runs, 13 earned. Let me try that again. As the pitch misses. 19 hits allowed. 13 runs, 11 earned, 10 walks, 29 strikeouts, a 244 average against for the right-hander. Is that breaking ball? Lifted out to right center field. A broken bat single as Morbell plays it off a bounce. Oliver Carrillo's going to need a brand new bat, but he got the base knock. As it extends the inning for Corey Morton. It's Morton 0-2 in the ball game. As that ball was fouled off. The story of this game's been crooked numbers. 3 for Hickory in the third, 6 in the fourth, now 4 in the fifth for the tourist. It's Malaris, breaking ball cut on and missed. So count goes to 0-2. Beasley holding the runner on. The slider cut on and missed. Josh Malaris gets the strikeout to get out of the fifth inning, but the tourists put 4 on the board in the fifth. The Crawdads lead 9-4 as we go to the sixth inning here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the sixth inning. I was half right about the defensive changes. Fernando Caldera is behind the plate to catch here in place of Garrett Gilmet. Luis Encarnacion, who was originally playing second in this ballgame, he's now moved to first. Alejandro Nunez, who came in as the pinch hitter for Gilmet, he's now at second. So Nate Shaver is going to have a discussion with the home plate umpire, Brennan Spivak. And I don't know really what this could be about. I mean, Nate Shaver effectively headed all this off in the last half inning. So Caldera's behind the plate now. Encarnacion has moved from second to first. And Nunez is now at second. Gilmet is out. It's Arturo Diesla leads off here in the sixth inning. And yes, I'm afraid to say, as I just overheard Doug Maurer mention, we have a ball game. It's a slam-proof lead right now for the Crawdads, as Diesla, trying to leave the yard, comes up empty. But in this ballpark, I mean, you see it. Three separate times at bat for one of these teams to score at least three runs. Leads are not safe in this ballpark because of the dynamic out in right field. It's a slugger's paradise. Sanchez, that pitch. Did it get Diesla? It may have, but they're considering it a foul ball. Nine runs on nine hits, one error for the Crawdads. 4-5-1. For Asheville. It's the pitch. Diesla lifts that one into center field. It's going to stay in the yard. Coming on is Morton. He'll make the catch. And there's one down. And that'll bring up Jason Morbell. And Nate Shaver. Maybe that was part of the conversation. The Sanchez night could be coming to a close. As the signal's already been made out to the bullpen, I believe. Now we're going to see it. We'll take a timeout. Top of the sixth inning, 9-4 lead for the Crawdads. One down. We'll be back in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushen in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Hudson Leach is on the pitch for the Asheville Tourist this evening. So he's making his debut for the Tourist. To Jason Morbell, misses outside with his first pitch. He was assigned to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers earlier in the year. As he misses the next offering, the count goes to 2-0. He was signed as a non-drafted free agent back in 2023. Played his college baseball for the Red Hawks, University of Miami in Ohio. As the pitch misses at 94 miles an hour. Out of the MAC, the Mid-American Conference. The pitch misses high. Morbell walks on four straight. And that'll bring up Glider Figueroa. Hudson Todd Leach, born June 16th in Kansas City, Missouri. Did not play on a club in 2023. He was actually signed by the Astros on July the 18th. He went to the Complex League in August before being assigned to Fayetteville back in May of this year. And now he's made his way up to high A ball in the Houston Astros chain. It's Morabell. Takes his lead over at first. Encarnacion with the grand slam an inning ago, holding him on. 9-4 lead for the Crawdads. Figueroa. Two singles, two RBI. He's lined out to short, which was playing up the middle. The pitch. Figueroa fouls it back to the screen. Of course, as soon as we're done with this contest tonight, and we've got quite a bit to go, the Black Tide Transportation postgame show. We'll break down everything that transpired tonight, take a final look around the South Atlantic League, Major League Baseball, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's matchup between Edinson Batista and David Davalio. It's a throw over to first. Nothing happening there. Morabell going. Throw down to second. Morabell's going to get the stolen base, but Figueroa strikes out. And there's two down. That'll bring up Ian Moeller. So Moeller, a pop foul to the catcher, a fly out to center, and a walk. Trying to extend this inning here in the sixth. As Morabell with the stolen base, that's three steals for the Crawdads in this contest. As they now have 222 stolen bags on the year. This is a possibility for a club that they could easily finish, I don't know, 240? 230 at the very least. A good year. It's the pitch from Leach, misses high. Three ball, no strike count to Moeller. Here's the offering. Misses everything. It goes all the way back to the netting on the fly. Morabell's going to get to third. Moeller's going to walk for a second consecutive time. The tourists have walked eight hitters in this ball game. I was doing the math. Derek True walked four hitters. Moeller is going to steal second, standing up. So for Ian Moeller, That is stolen base number 16 on the season. I told you there was a possibility that he was going to get there. Well, he's there. 16 on the year. Gallant drives that ball out to left field. It's going to stay in the yard. Plenty of space for the catch to be made by Oliver Carrillo. Couple of runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. A 9-4 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Josh Malaris on for his first full inning of work out of the Hickory bullpen. So face off against Ryan Johnson, Anthony Sherwin, and Fernando Caldera. Bottom third of the order. It's Malaris top of the zone. Throws a strike. Johnson swings through that offering. The count quickly goes to 0-2. Ryan Johnson out of Tempe, Arizona. Eighth round pick back in last year's draft. Former Wave out of Pepperdine. Johnson fouls it back, so San Jose State, Cal Poly have been represented. Now we include a little Pepperdine action. The 0-2. Johnson swings and misses. First out here in the sixth inning. It's Malaris has back-to-back strikeouts. It's 10 punch-outs for Hickory pitching tonight. DJ McCarty went 4 1/3, gave up the grand slam, struck out 8 hitters. Sherwin takes a strike. So if Malaris is able to get through the middle portion of this ball game, it stands to reason, especially if the score holds as it is, that he would be in line for the win. Now it's fully at the discretion of the scorekeeper. The only thing they can't do is give the win to McCarty, but they can give it to any pitcher that they felt was the most effective. It's the pitch at the top of the zone. The count goes to 1-2. And if the score holds and Malaris gets through, say, this inning and maybe even some of the next inning, you could certainly argue that he was the guy that deserves the win. It's the pitch misses high. Count goes even at 2-2. Sherwin fouls it off. Tomorrow the Crawdads will hit first for the final time this season, or at least what's scheduled to be the final time this season. After tomorrow, they play six at home against the Rome Emperors. As the pitch misses high from Malaris, it's a walk of Anthony Sherwin. And that'll bring up Fernando Caldera, who's now the catcher. Caldera walked his last time up. As he swings and misses on the breaking ball from Malaris. As Malaris misses outside. Tomorrow, 6:05 will be our first pitch time. We'll be on the air at 5:50. As Malaris misses high, the count goes to 2-1. Sherwin goes. The pitch taken for a ball. The throw to second. Moeller gets him by plenty. Ian Moeller threw a seed down to second. Theo Hardy was waiting. It's a 2-4 caught stealing. Ian Moeller came out of the chute. Sherwin effectively tagged himself out as there's two down in the inning now. And that's going to be a walk of Caldera. And that's going to bring up Kenny Gomez. And again, Malaris was really benefited by the caught stealing from Ian Moeller. But he needs to work on finding the strike zone here as he works it to the outside edge for strike one against Gomez. Gomez 2-for-3, struck out his first time up, singled twice, scored in the fifth. On that grand slam from Encarnacion. Breaking ball, fouled back. Caldera being held on by Diesla over at first. Malaris, the 0-2. Malaris right down the middle. Strike three, Gomez. Strikes out looking. A pair of strikeouts for Malaris in the inning. He's got three. And we go to the seventh. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Theo Hardy to lead things off here in the seventh inning against Hudson Leach, on for his first full inning of work. It's Leach, first pitch strike. 9-4 lead for the Crawdads, trying to win their third game of this series. Guarantee for themselves a split at least going into tomorrow. As Hardy swings and misses. A win tonight for Hickory, or tomorrow, would guarantee a series win for the Crawdads over the Tourist. As the Crawdads have won 12 out of the 22 matchups coming into tonight in this season's series. As the pitch misses inside, Hardy has the count go to 1-2. Leach, breaking ball. Hardy swings and misses. The throw down to first in time. There's one down in the seventh. And that'll bring up Dylan Dreiling. Dreiling, 1-for-2 officially. He's walked twice. He's got himself a single past the shortstop. One of the 9 hits on the night. As Leach bounced that one almost as if he was playing cricket. Dreiling watches that one miss down. That's my best guess. The pitch misses high. The count goes to 3-0. The Phillies have a 3-0 lead on Atlanta. They're in the top of the ninth inning. So that game has just gone final. The Phillies win 3-0. Dylan Dreiling draws a walk. And that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. The Rangers, they're able to walk it off against Oakland tonight, 3-2. As Walcott bounces that out to shortstop, Johnson goes to Nunez. That's all they're going to get. That first big bounce pretty much guaranteed that they weren't going to get Walcott at first. So they go the short route, they get Dreiling, and there's two down in the inning. So Walcott over at first, and that brings up Malcolm Moore. Houston has a 5-2 lead on Kansas City. That's midway through the ninth inning. That game is over. So it's a 5-2 win for Houston over Kansas City. Kansas City, who was on the verge of overtaking the Cleveland Guardians, lost Vinny Pasquantino for 6 to 8 weeks with a wrist injury. That is a devastating blow for the Royals. So throw to second. Walcott is going to get cut down. A 2-6 caught stealing is going to close out the frame. And we go to the stretch. 9-4 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
DJ Peters is on the pitch for the Crawdads here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 9-4 lead for the Dads. However, since the fourth inning, and this is not the first time I've said this, since the fourth inning, the offense has gone quiet. And maybe they don't need more runs. Maybe. But I think maintaining some positive offensive momentum would go a long, long way, not just for tonight, but for tomorrow. It's Peters, first offering, misses high to Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion has been the offense for Asheville in this ballgame. A grand slam, his 10th of the year, RBI number 52. So he swings and misses. That's Narbe Cruz. He'll be followed by Encarnacion. DJ Peters, young man out of Glendora, California. As the breaking ball misses, he's trying to make his way back to the major leagues as a pitcher. Spent time as an outfielder in Major League Baseball. The 2-1 pitch, here it comes. Misses outside at 93. The count goes to 3-1. And again, a 5-run lead. The good news is you're slam proof. But you're in this ballpark. As Cruz fouls the pitch into the netting just off to my right. Peters misses up. Narbe Cruz draws a walk. And that's going to bring up Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion was hit by a pitch in the first. He struck out in the third and then hit the grand slam. We have had another game go final in the South Atlantic League. It was a 3-1 win for Rome. Top of the eighth inning, Brooklyn and Winston-Salem, they're tied at 7 in the top of the eighth inning. There's one down in Jersey Shore, Hudson Valley, two outs away from claiming that win. As Peters misses outside. So Ian Moeller's going to go out and have a conversation to the right-hander. The Crawdads have out-hit the Tourist 9-5 in this ballgame. But you just kind of expect that Asheville probably going to get an opportunity to put the squeeze on this lead a little bit. So Encarnacion fouls it back. The reason I say that is because this Asheville club has 150 home runs on the season. Jersey Shore has half that. Greensboro has 167. The Tourists have a 239 team batting average. That's good for third in the league. This ballpark, their ability to hit the ball, it's the pitch taken for a strike. Encarnacion thought it was ball four. As the count goes full. You just can never be too comfortable in this ballpark with any lead at all. Peters, they'll check. Encarnacion did not go, and it's back-to-back walks, and Peters not happy. And that's going to bring up Alejandro Nunez. And Julio Valdez is going to go out and try to settle down Peters. There is some stretching down in the bullpen for the Crawdads, but nobody's throwing as of yet. So last night, it was Mendoza that went 4 1/3 innings last night. Ryan Lobos went 3 1/3. He allowed just one hit, struck out three batters. Brian Magdaleno went an inning and a third. He struck out three. Gavin Collier went an inning and a third. He would eventually take the loss. As the pitch from Peters misses. The night before, Alejandro Rosario went 5 2/3. Jacob Matone went an inning and a third, and then Adrian Rodriguez pitched in the eighth. The 1-0 from Peters swung on and missed. Nunez in his one plate appearance grounded out to second. Now, if he grounds out to second this time, the way that it was hit, it could be two. Peters misses. The count goes to 2-1. Cruz down at second, and Encarnacion at first. As Nunez chased a ball out of the strike zone to even the count at 2-2. Hudson Valley, that game's gone final against Jersey Shore. They win 5-2. Peters, the pitch fouled away over to the third base side. Greenville with a run in the top of the eighth inning. They've tied Bowling Green. It's tied at two apiece midway through the eighth inning. It's Greenville trying to hang on for dear life. It's that pitch lifted out into center field. Well, now it's drifting over to left. Yossi Gallan will make the catch, and there's one down in the seventh inning. That brings up Oliver Carrillo. Oliver Carrillo has struck out. He's reached on an error, and he's singled. Peters, breaking ball, misses outside. The 1-0 from Peters misses. That's going to get past Moeller, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Sometimes you can get a fortuitous bounce off the brick wall behind home plate. Moeller did, but by the time he actually got it in his mitt, everybody had gotten a good read and were able to advance to the next base. So now there's runners at second and third. It's a 5-run lead. You just want the out. You'll give up a run for the out in this circumstance. As Peters misses, and the count goes to 3-0. What you don't want is a third walk over the course of four batters, because that becomes a real problem and creates quite the opportunity for another crooked number for the tourist. Peters finds the outside edge. Count goes to 3-1. Three runs in the third, six in the fourth for the Crawdads. They had a 9-0 lead, and they've stayed at 9. The 3-1. Cut on and missed. 91 miles an hour. And the count goes full. Peter sets high. The payoff lifted into foul ground. Diesla giving chase into the bullpen area. He's not able to make the catch. That ball was twisting toward the bullpen and then made its way back toward the right field line. He was not able to make the catch. And if he had, Narbe Cruz would have scored from third. And that's okay, because, again, you'll trade the out for a run. Here it is. Peters misses up, and the bases are loaded. And that brings up Corey Morton, and Chad Comer's going to get the ball from DJ Peters. When we come back, we'll tell you who's coming on to pitch here in the bottom of the seventh inning, as we've got ourselves a ball game. 9-4, the bases are loaded with one down in the seventh. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Hickory Crawdads,
and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bases loaded, bottom of the seventh inning, a 9-4 lead for the Crawdads. Corey Morton steps to the plate. He'll face off against Florencio Serrano. Serrano on Wednesday night, he got credit for the win. It was an 11-9 win for the Crawdads as Serrano went two innings. Two hits, a run is what he allowed. Struck out two batters. It's the pitch to Morton, taken for ball one. The potential tying run is in the on-deck circle. Which I was really hoping that I wouldn't be saying that tonight. Sad ball. Hit back up the middle. Walcott to Hardy. The throw to first is in time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A 6-4-3 double play ends the seventh inning. We go to the eighth. A 9-4 advantage for the Crawdads. We'll be right back.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the eighth inning. It's Malcolm Moore to lead things off here in the eighth as he'll face off against Hudson Leach in the eighth inning. Moore, Diesla, Morabell. And I'd feel a whole lot better if this Crawdads club could get some runs here in the eighth or the ninth inning or even both. 9-4 lead right now. They got a big ground ball double play by Florencio Serrano as it was Walcott to Hardy to Diesla. As Moore takes the pitch for a strike, count goes to 1-2. So glad you could join us here on this Saturday night inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. Moore waits on the 1-2 as that pitch was up and in. He was able to vacate the premises before it did too much damage. Count goes 2-2. because that's a broken bat. Leach fielded it, avoided the bat, and gets it over to Encarnacion. The business end of that bat went whirling over the head of Leach. Leach was able to field the baseball and avoid the bat. He's okay and everything's good. That had to be a terrifying moment for Hudson Leach. He avoided the barrel. There's one down in the inning. That brings up Arturo Diesel. Diesel swings and misses. As Diesel swings and misses, the ball gets back to Caldera. He throws down to first in time, and Diesel is a strikeout victim. There's two down in the eighth. Because it looked like Diesel initially thought he had fouled the pitch off. He didn't. The throw in time got him. That's going to be the end of the night for Hudson Leach as Nate Shaver is going to go out and get him. Two down here in the eighth inning. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to let you know who's coming on to pitch on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Two down here in the top of the eighth inning. Jason Morabell will face off against Franny Cobos. 5'9 right-hander out of Cuba. A non-drafted free agent sign all the way back in 2017. The breaking ball to Morabell, cut on and missed. 9-4 lead for the Crawdads. It's getting late, but it's not comfortably late yet. This game was supposed to get started at 6:05. We got started at 7:17, and looks like we're going 3+. As Morabell fouls it into the mitt of Caldera. As the breaking ball misses. Cobos, 6-1 record on the year. Young man's tied for the team lead with Edinson Bautista with 6 wins on the season. As Cobos misses. 6-1 record. 6.18 ERA, making his 29th appearance. If you're coming out of the bullpen, you got 6 wins. You're either a bit of a magic charm for the club, or you vultured a few games. As Morabell drives that ball to the wall, it's going to go high off the blood connection sign. He's going to cruise in with a 2-out double. That ball was blistered. I'm surprised Morabell didn't draw blood off the blood connection sign there after hitting it so hard. So that's going to bring up Glider Figueroa. Have mercy. He smashed the ball against the wall above the scoreboard. Another 3 feet, and it's a 10-4 ball game. He's reached 4 times in the ballgame, 2 doubles, 2 walks. And finally, the Crawdads have 10 hits. Figueroa lifts that one foul. Cobos on the season, a .260 average against, 55 strikeouts in 51 innings. The pitch, breaking ball, misses inside. Cobos looks back, Morabell to second. Bowling Green scored 2 runs in the 8th inning. They've got a 4-2 lead against the Greenville Drive now. If they win that game, regardless of what happens here, that should spell the end of the playoff possibility for the Hickory Crawdads. As the breaking ball misses up. It would create 6.5 games of separation between the Drive and the Hot Rods. With 7 games for Greenville left, potentially 8 for Bowling Green. Figueroa's going to foul it straight back. Again, there was a game between Greensboro and Bowling Green that got washed out on August the 17th. They could play that if they need to next week. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. The 2-2. Misses inside. The count goes full. So Morabell down at second. Figueroa drawing a pull shift in the infield. Cobos, the 3-2. Misses down. He'll draw the walk. And that brings up Ian Moeller with runners at first and second. A lot of base runners in this ball game tonight. As Moeller has reached twice on walks. A base hit here, though, would likely add some much-needed insurance. I know that sounds strange in a 5-run ball game, but it's still early. As Moeller takes the pitch down, as the count evens at 1-1.